So check this out. A Texas A&M college professor reportedly failed part of his senior class after using ChatGPT to check whether or not they cheated on their final assignments. Here's a quote from Rolling Stone. A number of seniors at Texas A&M University Commerce, who already walked the stage at graduation this year, have been temporarily denied their diplomas after a professor ineptly used AI software to assess their final assignments. So here's what the professor did. He copied and pasted parts of the essays of the students and asked ChatGPT whether or not it was generated with AI. Here's the thing, though. ChatGPT doesn't work that way. It can't tell you accurately whether or not something was created using ChatGPT. Like, ChatGPT is not a plagiarism checker, and it's not a ChatGPT checker either. There are other tools, such as Winston AI and Content at Scale, that can check whether or not students used ChatGPT, but even those tools are not completely accurate. And so this professor basically did not know how to use ChatGPT, did not know the capabilities and the limitations of this particular AI system, and failed half of his class for no reason. Although, there is a funny element of this in that some of the students apparently did admit to using ChatGPT. So I guess if you fail half your class, you're going to find out that some people actually did cheat. But there were many other students who had proof that they wrote their own essay because they had Google Doc timestamps and they could actually go through the entire history of how they wrote the essay. This is really interesting to me. I have to say, I'm loving this. I love so many things about this story. I love the fact that the professor thought ChatGPT was this omniscient system that could detect whether someone plagiarized or not. I also love the fact that essays are, they're finished. No school is going to be able to verify whether these things were written by humans or AI. Right now, they probably can. They can use some tools to detect it, but these tools are not super accurate. And compounding the problem is that there are tools that will actually help students reword their essays and rephrase them so that it becomes almost impossible to know who plagiarized and who didn't. Now, I'm not a fan of cheating, and I don't encourage using AI to cheat your way through school. But I think we all realize that big chunks of the education system are total BS, that the way they test students and the way they evaluate students, it's very archaic. AI is going to push schools to evolve because they haven't evolved for 100 years, 200 years. There's been no evolution. We still sit, you know, in these rows of desks and we claim to be learning things, but really it's just memorizing a bunch of things. And then we're tested on our memory rather than actual learning. And so for me, it's really interesting to see this development because it means that schools are going to have to evolve. They're going to have to find ways, if they want to test students, they're going to have to find ways to test them on what they actually learned, not how well they wrote an essay. So all of these traditional ways of testing students are going to fall apart from the advancements of AI. I would love to see more schools just focus on actually teaching students and actually focusing on the education aspect, not the testing aspect. Because, you know, life is all about learning and it's about actually learning. It's not about memorizing a set of values or testing if someone wrote their essay or not. You know, real life is the test. So if we should be tested on anything as students, it should be testing us on our resourcefulness. And so if some student is resourceful enough to use AI to help them, I would say that student is doing a good job of life. They're doing a good job of finding the best solution possible to a problem. Someone tells them to write an essay, they go and they find the quickest, best solution. And if it involves ChatGPT, more power to them, because that's how life works, right? This is real life is about being resourceful, finding solutions where others are not looking, finding the most direct path to any solution. And school has a way of slowing students down and telling them that it must be done in a certain way, or it must be that you cannot use a calculator, you cannot use the internet. You cannot use ChatGPT. But that doesn't actually make sense when you think of real life. Real life, you're allowed to use any tools legally to get the job done. And so this is what we should be teaching students, is to be more and more resourceful. And if schools are smart, they're actually going to find ways to encourage students to use ChatGPT and other AI tools, because that is the future. I don't think schools will do that. I don't think they're going to evolve as fast as they need to, sadly. But if they were to evolve, this is the way to do it. Encourage your students to use AI. Find other ways of testing students' intelligence if you need to test them. But this whole world of essays and memorization and being able to recount some historical facts, I think all of that is over. If professors feel the need to fail half their class, they're going to find out that this is a war they can't win, that history is not going to be on their side. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I thought this was a really fun story. I'm sure we'll see even more stories from universities and high schools. We'll see how AI basically evolves through every single industry and permeates every single facet of our lives. This is why we need to be on top of it now. If you're listening to this, if you're reading news about AI, if you're experimenting with these tools by yourself, you're doing a great service to yourself, because eventually this is gonna hit every industry, and you want to be prepared. You want to be, if not a fan of these tools, at least you want to understand them. And this professor didn't even understand the limitations and the current capabilities of ChatGPT. He thought that you could just copy and paste an essay into it and it'll tell you if the student wrote it or not. And that's not how it works, at least not currently. So thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next episode.